In today's devotional, we will discuss preaching. You know, preaching is a prominent part of Christian worship, but it's not the most important part, nor is it the central focus. That distinction is reserved for the Lord's Supper. Yet there are many interesting opinions about preaching and worship. For example, some think that the sermon should be a motivational speech, while others think it is simply a time to rebuke the church. Well, preaching may include some of those elements, but that's not the true purpose of preaching, not according to the Bible. It is these types of misconceptions that reveal to us why it's important to study the subject of preaching in order to understand its place and purpose in worship. So our first question is, why is preaching part of the worship service? Well, the simple answer is because of the commandments and examples that are found in the Scriptures. For instance, what did Jesus command his disciples to do in Mark 16:15? Well, he commanded them to preach the gospel. And what mandate was given in Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:2 through 4? It was to preach. And what did Paul do in 1 Corinthians 15:1? Again, he preached. You see, there are numerous examples of preaching recorded all throughout the New Testament. There's Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 4, 7, 10, 16, 17, and even in chapter 20. And it is because of these commands and all those examples that someone will usually stand up and preach as part of the worship service. It happens every first day of the week in congregations all around the world. But a preacher's sermon must have a purpose. You see, the Bible teaches us that the purpose of preaching is, one, to reveal and explain the Scriptures, as we learn from Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 53, or Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. It is also to present Christ as our only hope, as 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5 says, or Acts 8, verse 35 exemplifies. It is to promote Christian growth, as seen in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It is also to inform mankind about how to receive salvation. We see an example of that in Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 38, and 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. It is through the avenue of preaching that believers and non-believers learn more about Jesus and the will of God. So, who is the one that preaches? Well, it's someone with a special gift. Is it someone with a special license or a special permission or some special thing to be able to preach? Well, although many of our religious friends want to elevate the preacher to some special office or title, such as clergy or reverend or priest or even pastor, you know, those terms are not a biblical description of a preacher. In fact, the word clergy is not even found in the Bible. Now, a preacher is nothing more than a Christian who shares the Word of God with others. There's no verse that indicates a preacher is to be any more important than anyone else, that he must have a special license or even certain credentials to preach. The Bible teaches that all Christians are to preach in some form or another. So all a preacher needs is to have a good understanding of the Bible and the ability to communicate well with others. However, simply because everyone should and can preach doesn't mean that just anyone can step into the pulpit. And that's because a preacher must have an exemplary life. Their actions outside the pulpit are often more persuasive than any words that he may say or speak in a sermon. In addition, a preacher must know how to rightly divide the word of truth, as it says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Therefore, the responsibility of preaching should never be taken lightly. It should never be done for personal gain, nor contain only one's opinions. Peter makes that abundantly clear with, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God." 1 Peter 4, verse 11. It's also been said that a preacher should hide behind the cross when preaching. And that is good advice to remember the true purpose of preaching. Now, how is one to preach? Well, one of the kingdom's greatest preachers, Paul, explains, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching." 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. So from that verse, we can deduce that A, we must preach from the Bible. And B, we must be prepared to preach at any given moment or circumstance. C, we must persuade others by reasoning with the Scriptures. D, we must point out flaws when compared to the Word. E, we must build up and edify others. And F, we must do it all with a method that exhibits much love and patience. Now, lastly, we should understand that preaching is God's chosen method for hearing Him speak directly to us through His Word, as we see in Hebrews 1:1, Romans 10:14-17, and 2 Timothy 3:16-17.